station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Kristen. If you ever sit back and wonder if you're actually doing this whole life thing the way you're supposed to be doing, if you ever just say to yourself, man, am I okay in this world? It's time to feel good about yourself.
Ah, yes.
Because
at least you're not.
A 26-year-old guy in Denver, Colorado named Justin Hinkle. Krista?
Justin Hinkle.
Oh, Mr. Hinkle.
Oh, yeah.
He was making a parkour video. You know what that is? It's when they run around and jump on the buildings and flip over stuff and straddle rails and do all the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they were filming on a roof of a building when he tried to drop down into a chimney that had a cover on it. Turned out, Mr. Hinkle was a little too heavy. And he broke that cover and dropped straight in the chimney like Santa Claus.
He was not being responsible.
He was not.
Not checking his surroundings.
He fell 40 feet. He actually ended up getting caught in the chimney. Otherwise, he would have hit the ground and probably died. Took firefighters two hours to finally get him out.
Yeah.
He had some nasty cuts on his face. But they checked him out at the hospital. And the hospital released him. And that's when the police picked him up for trespassing and being dumb.
Stop being dumb.
Yeah, that's if you could be just arrested for being dumb, that would be a good charge there.
It's fine.
He says he's decided not to do parkour and on any more rooftops from now on. So maybe
parkour
is
very cool. It's very in right now.
Maybe he learned his lesson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 62-year-old guy named Dimitri Hoff. Now, Dimitri was at a casino on Sunday in Schenectady, New York. Anyway, him and his 49-year-old wife named Elizabeth were just having some fun in the casino when he convinced his wife to have a threesome.
Yes, he did.
Does not say how he did that, although I'm curious. Anyhow, what happened is they met a 21-year-old girl at the bar named Judy.
Judy.
In one of the casino's restaurants. Now, she was definitely into it. And Judy likes the older crowd, and she even mentioned, hey, maybe we should bring one more in and make this a foursome. Now, that didn't go over very well because Judy and looks like Dimitri's wife, Elizabeth, started fighting.
Oh, okay.
Judy pushed Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth pulled Judy's hair, threw a glass at her, and then all hell broke loose. Both of them got arrested, and Elizabeth is also facing charges for resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. And apparently Dimitri tried to block the door when they let her out in handcuffs, so he was arrested for obstruction of justice. But...
So what you're saying is that she was not okay overall with the threesome.
At first, she was okay with it.
Yeah.
That's when you just calm down, Dimitri, and you just say, let's just go up to the room quick before anything bad happens, like getting arrested.
It'll be quick anyway. Don't worry.
Yes. Hey, I feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 49-year-old guy in Ocala, Florida named Mark Barnett. Now, Mark recently figured out a way to make a bunch of money in the stock market game.
Oh, yeah. Stocks are good, honey.
A brilliant plan. Now, he planned to detonate a bunch of small explosives at Target stores in New York, Florida, and Virginia by hiding them in empty boxes and putting them on shelves. He assumed Target's stock price would start to plummet from all the bad press that came from all that happening.
Really?
Then he'd buy a bunch of the stock when it was low and wait for the price to go back up.
I'm sorry, how many Targets was he thinking of blowing up?
Just four or five.
For it to make national.
Yeah, so this is brilliant.
Yeah, is it
not,
though? Yeah.
Not. Mm-hmm. The whole thing actually came close to happening. He actually built 10 bombs. He stuck them in empty boxes, and he hired a guy to put them in 10 different stores. The guy he hired turned out to be a cop. He got arrested, and of course it didn't happen, and it is a dumb plan. That is not smart.
No, huh?
So don't do that.
No. You need to read up on things before you do it. I mean,
right?
You need to be skilled at stuff like that.
You need some skills.
Honey, yes.
Some bow hunting skills.
Watch Law & Order or something. They've got something in there.
All right, feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 40-year-old named Adam Pearl of Boise, Idaho. Now, Adam, last Thursday, decided to take upon himself to commit some burglary.
Hey, he's bored.
And unbeknownst to him, it didn't go very good because the very first place he stopped was a house that had a pet squirrel. And when Adam came through the window, that pet squirrel named Joey apparently did not have a good time, and he has a bit of a temper for thieves. So Joey jumped onto Adam's face and started scratching him in the face and back area. All while he was still stuck in the window. He didn't even get inside the house. Somebody called 911. Guess who it was? It was Adam himself.
Oh, good.
Basically saying, save me from this squirrel. Joey's nuts.
I like it. Joey's nuts.
Get it?
Uh-huh.
Anyhow,
anywho,
the police did come. They put Joey back into his cage.
Joey.
And
I'm sure he didn't like that either.
He did not. Adam is arrested for attempted theft and trespassing. And of course, the Joey actually was not, didn't have a his unlicensed animal. So they just gave the homeowner a ticket. But old Joey got the last laugh.
Nobody puts Joey in the corner.